They chasing down a wildfire, trying to make some cold liar out of me. Do you wanna get high? You can overcome those desires before you come to me. I think your mama's kinda sad, and your papa's kinda mean. I wish I could take it all away. You that you love me most when I do not know I'm being seen. Maybe someday when God takes me away, I'll understand what the fuck that means.
Longing to Oscar.
nice to be back here in the Opera House, which is a bit of a backdoor brag of a sentence. My name is Laura. That's it. Tell her that I'm gone again. You hear my old guitar, one that I once said was ours. Don't be blue. Thank you.
I feel her and I hear her.
Start with a song that I wrote for a play called Mary Stuart, about two queens trying to kill each other. softest bits of words warming your throat. Winter was on us at the end of my nose. I never love England more than when covered in snow. A friend of mine says it's so good to hear you believe in love, even if sudden fear I can hold you there, brother, and set you straight. I only believe love is prayer and willing to break. I will come back here, bring me back when I'm old. I want to lay forever in the cold. I might be cold, but I'm just skin and bone. I never love England more than when covered in
Lord, please send for me.
spoken for. Do not tempt me. Her skin is white, and my mind is the sun. Holy light shines on the things you have done. So I asked him, I became this man. How did you learn to hold fruit in your hand? Where is this lamb that gave you your name? He had to leave, no, I begged him to stay. You left me alone when I needed the light. Fell to my knees and I wept for my life. He had to stay. Stayed, you never would have taken my hand. He wrote, I'm low, please send for me. But I am broken too and spoken for. Do not tempt me. Where is this light? Begged him to stay in my cold grip. Begged him to stay by the light of the ship. Me fighting him, fighting life, fighting dawn. The waves came and started, took him to war. We ride, and that's alright. I miss his smell. We speak when we are spoken to, and that suits us well. That suits us well. That suits me.
Remember, you are wild.
something shy and hard to see. It's a fun happen in the interlude?
Just soaked up the vibes.
Soaked up the vibes. The vibes.
Yeah. We watched you play.
Did you?
Yeah.
I get two drink breaks in the show. You didn't give me enough banter to take my drink. We're going to play a song called Daisy, and it's about our friend Daisy. You know Daisy, don't you?
Yeah.
It's about our friend Daisy's grandmother, who was a prostitute in Dover during the war. Daisy lives by the dock. Simon Register on guitar. That's That's Charlie Marling's guitar, Papa Marling's guitar. Honourable mention. That's Tamsin Topolsky to my right here. And Emma Topolsky.
I've never missed my chance to run. I will go away.
My mother was a savior of 6 foot of bad behavior, with long, long curly hair down to her thigh. Oh, my mother. Share a fact with you, and it's the long-standing Laura Marling Show feature, and it's a competition for the band, keep them on their toes, keep them interested, and it's judged on your response to their fact. So if you really like something, then really let it show. Simon won last night, did you not? No, Nick won last night, Emma won the night before. It's all to play for. So Matt, you start us off, please.
Actually, Laura, because it's the last night of the tour, we've come up with a special edition fact section. Based on Have I Lied to You? So each of us is going to present you in the audience with a fact about ourselves. But one of us is lying, and you have to guess which one of us it is. You have to guess.
So, when I was 12 years old, I was in love with a girl that lived on my road called Emma Corrington. She was 15 and beautiful, and I would have done anything for her. And one night, she was around my house, our parents were friends. And to my amazement and delight, she was in my bedroom with a friend of hers, and I was just being really funny. Everything I said, they were just like, and just when I thought, yeah, I'm a boss, I realized that the source of their amusement was the fact that there was a hole in my trousers and my 12-year-old Willy was poking out. And I've never recovered. Never.
I've been in a band with you for 10 years now, and for 5 of those 10 years you didn't wear underwear, so that could possibly be true. Okay, Nick?
When I was 15, I got sort of unofficially expelled from school for being caught drunk 7 nights in a row. And the school wrote a letter to my dad, who, so the story goes, wrote a letter back saying, "Dear sir, I hope you realise that Arsenal have just won the Premiership and the FA Cup, and that every single member of the Feeney family, quite a lot of whom are here, have been drunk for the past 7 years."
Simon?
Mine's a shorter story. For my 15th birthday, I asked my parents for a giant teddy bear called Theodore. It was about that big. Much to their suspicion. Take me. And I got it as well.
Hyperactive. I've calmed down now. And I used to bite people and draw blood. And my mum and my sister here used to have to chase me and wrestle me to the ground and then force feed me lemon juice to punish me. And yeah, lo and behold, I no longer bite, so it didn't work.
Good friends with Howard Marks from Mr. Nice fame. Yeah, right, okay. You can find him in the centerfold of the book in prison with him. Not in prison, but visiting. Anyway, that's not the fact. And we went to stay with them in Mallorca, and it was one of their kids' birthdays, and they'd cooked, made a birthday cake. One of which was a hash cake for the adults, and one of which was a cake for the children. And at 11, I ate the wrong cake.
It sounds like a Judd Apatow movie or something. Okay. Now, I think your teddy bear one is too cute to be true.
Yeah.
Got one that's quarter.
He's called Theodore.
He was real?
He's real.
Okay.
So real. And I love him.
Like
well,
I get to know who was right?
Just keep going.
Okay. Emma, it's too good. Too good a story, but I've never heard it before.
It was true up until
the UA.
The hashtag.
Thank you, band. Lovely contribution that was. You all win. You're all winners. In this land I now know to be mine, with a heart so dark it's near blind. When I think about this life I left behind, I still raise no praise to the sky. With my eyes on a prize of your bed, where now that's needed saying has been said. When I think about this life that I have led, I lay down to the sound of the word. Once is enough sincerely. I just can't say it sincerely. We don't do encores, so we have a system that is that if you did want an encore, then that was the last song. And if you didn't, that was the second to last song. Thanks very much.
Asking what things you have seen. You're so vulnerable in your head. Within your scream and your wail to your dead. Creatures veiled by men. Following things that are dread. You're just tired and you need to be led. Always been known.
first chords that you come to. Are those minor notes that have come to serenade? It's hard to set yourself somewhere.